Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us.
33 after the hour as we get simply back into your head. Jennifer Horn, simply. Into your head. Rich McFadden, into your head.
Lesson.
Doug Steffen, into your head. Get this into your head. Two New York City women arrested by the feds on charges stemming from an alleged terror plot here in the United States. The criminal complaint was unsealed yesterday by the feds in court. The two women identified as Noelle Valenzas and Asia Sididquu were charged with
conspiring. Oh, I like playing her game.
Really?
Sididquu?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Charged with conspiring to build homemade explosive devices and using them for attacks motivated by the current situation in the Middle East with ISIS.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Okay,
stop.
Stop, Jennifer.
I don't understand how any woman in their right frame of mind, maybe that's the key, could ever fight for a cause that is bad for women everywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How in the world do you justify it? I get the crazy men who want to live in a society where they run everything and kill everybody that doesn't go with them. I can kind of understand that. But why do you want to fight for a society that persecutes you, rapes you, abuses you? Oh, my gosh. I just don't understand.
Because right. God says it must be.
And it's
their God,
weekend,
yeah. Whatever twisted thing right. that they think.
And
they
what about
in.
The pressure cookers? Well, is this the new big thing now?
Here's the other thing. Okay. You come to my house, you will find a pressure cooker. And you will find, what's the grass seed? Not grass seed.
Alfalfa?
No.
What? Chia seeds? Popcorn?
What are you talking about?
What else did they get caught with? They got caught with a pressure cooker and
marijuana.
No.
Nuts and bolts?
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going.
That was beautiful.
Marsha.
They got caught with pressure cooker and fertilizer.
Grass seed is not fertilizer.
Whatever.
I can put on grass seed, Jim.
How many of us could get arrested with these things?
A lot.
Yeah.
Throwing chlorine for a pool, and you've got yourself a nice cocktail there.
Jennifer couldn't get herself arrested if she went down the street naked. Just people would be looking. She'd just never get arrested.
You don't think I could get arrested?
Nah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't think you could either.
Well, now this is a personal challenge.
Take it.
Right. I can see the headlines in the LA.
You really don't think I could get arrested?
Naked woman running down Sunset Boulevard.
Why?
You are so goody two-shoes.
All right.
Shut up!
Yeah. Talk your way into or out of that. All right, here's another story.
I'm calling you jerks for bail money once I get myself in the clink.
I'll be headed out of town. I'll be in Tucson tonight, so I won't be able to wire it to you.
If you call me from jail, I will get on a plane right then and there and
promise.
Come out and bail you out.
That's it.
Keeping that in my back pocket.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Goody.
So we've had a couple of women's stories here. Marsha Greenberger is the co-president of the National Women's Law Center. She's canceled a trip to Indianapolis as a protest against the state's enactment of a religious freedom law that has come under attack by a lot of pressure groups. Interesting, this lady was to deliver the Birch Bayh Lecture at the School of Law at Indiana University during the three terms that he served in the Senate. Birch Bayh was an arduous champion of women's rights, authored the Equal Rights Amendment, and it seems like he's not from the same state. That was interesting. David Letterman took a shot at his home state because he's from Indianapolis. He and Jane Pauley started working at the same television station together in Indianapolis. He did the weather. She did the news. And so he says the whole state's gone. I think what we've tried to understand is how the bill was corrected, or bills, so that the governors of Arkansas and Indiana could sign bills that sort of cleaned up the problem, if in fact you believe there was a problem. Richie and Jennifer don't believe there was a problem. I think there was.
I just think we're all so...
We buy into these fake stories. I mean, you have Miley Cyrus sending out a tweet that says, "Don't go to Indiana," and all of a sudden the whole world explodes. Give me a break.
Really? Because
of
Miley
Cyrus? Read the law, Miley. Do you think Miley Cyrus really read the whole bill? I don't think so.
Does Miley Cyrus even know how to read?
Well, I would say that she does, Dougie, but geez.
But how often are we seeing stories now? There's a story of an email that was sent within a fraternity house at the University of Maryland. Mm. And some guy wrote some terrible things. I mean, really awesome. Terrible things.
Yeah.
Racist, sexist things, okay?
Yep.
And then the email got spread around and it exploded into this big thing. So this is one idiot in a fraternity house who writes an email, and the whole campus has exploded. Mm. And they want this guy to burn on a cross in the middle of the campus. You know what? It's one idiot.
Cause of, exactly.
Exactly.
Cause
we're so good at being offended in this country
now. You've offended me, Richie.
And we need a cause. We need
something.
I want
to
march,
offensive.
And I want blood.
I find myself offensive. Yeah. Here's what I don't get. Like, what if, okay, let's say I want to go have a swastika cake, and I'm going to go to a Jewish bakery, and I'm going to say, excuse me, Mr. Goldstein, I want you to bake me a swastika cake for my I Hate Jew party that I'm throwing this Saturday. Can I expect this guy in all? I mean, really? Is that?
Oh my God! Her name is Jennifer Hoare.
I mean, seriously, is that what this law? Is that what we've gotten to now? Where this guy can't say, "Get out of my store, you jerk!" No, he's got to say, "Oh, sure, I'll bake you a swastika cake, man."
That? I
no!
hate Jews party. Is that what you said?
Oh, God. Get it all together, right. People. Let's just use common sense, so we don't need these.
Jennifer Hoare. It's spelled H-O-R-N. It's Jennifer at Doug.
She's right. We're all a
that's
bunch of
right.
wimps.
Absolutely
nobody
right.
Can
okay.
get, nobody can get offended. Everybody's got to...
How the mind
Gosh.
Works.
Then we got to pass a law.
Right. Okay. I need to. We need to do car... Well, here's your choice.
Poor are we Jennifer do, wanting to do car talk for
are we going to do food talk or car talk?
I'd always pick food.
Yeah, she's going to pick food every time.
Food talk. What about you, Richie? Two out of three.
I like, like drive through, so I'm
okay, here we
either.
Go. What? Oh, I see. Okay. Car talk. We'll do food talk in the next hour, Jen.
Oh.
Jennifer's television report coming up.
You got to keep it short because her eyes glaze over if you go too deep.
No, this is okay. Well, actually, this is a very, I think, an important story for a lot of people in lots of different ways. This jury in Georgia awarded $150 million to the family of that 4-year-old boy who was killed when the Jeep Grand Cherokee exploded into flames 3 years, I think it was 3 years ago, got rear-ended. The jury said Chrysler has to pay nearly the full amount. This is Decatur County, Georgia, the ruling that Chrysler acted with reckless disregard for human life in selling the family a 1999 Jeep with a gas tank mounted behind the rear axle. So there's no protection. Pretty much every truck that I own has the
name an SUV that isn't
behind the axle. So I'm trying to figure out what does this all mean in terms of all the others, not just Chrysler, but my trucks are Fords. I have a dozen pickup trucks from 150s to 550s, and pretty much every one of them that I can think of has the fuel tank behind the axle. Maybe it's a little bit more
Explorer,
than...
Explorer, mine is, too.
Yeah, yours is there, too.
I think where my fuel tank is.
Do you even know where your fuel tank is?
It's on the driver's side, I think. Because that's where I put
that's
the gas.
That's where the arrow is, yeah.
Okay. But how's your junk in your trunk?
Oh, it's good.
Man.
It's fine. Good.
Honda. Upstaging the New York Auto Show with a sharp new redesign of the Civic. Have you seen these pictures?
My Anaconda.
They want to bring the... this could be a new car for you, Jennifer. I don't know. You don't like Japanese cars. Well, yes, you do, because you're driving
a
Lexus.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm driving one right now.
Yeah. All right, so Honda's...
Anybody want to bake me an I Love Japan cake?
No.
Oh, my God. This thing is lime green. But
have
it is cool looking. Yeah.
No, look at it. This is the 10th generation of the Civic, Richie. I remember what the first ones looked like.
Remember the Civic?
Oh,
yeah. That was
ugly.
The it car when I was in high school.
It was, but it was still ugly. Anyway, they have a new LED running lights, Richie. You know how the every car manufacturer...
It's a tuner car.
...do... Everybody else with
the Civic
lights.
Is big in the people that like
fancy
to do those
lights.
Illegal road races. All
right,
over
it's a tuner car. It's
just in time for a what is it? Furious 7.
Fast and Furious 7.
So I grew up with muscle cars, big motors. You know, big blocks. 351 in my Bronco. Right. Camaro with the 327 in it.
Yeah.
So now these little tuners car, the Japanese cars that all the kids take out and they put the different chip in the carburetor and the computer.
Right.
And
that's all you have to do.
Right. And it's all run by computers now. So this is built for them.
Bose is going to offer the first of its advanced technology series sound systems in the 2016 Cadillac. The new system intended to bring a balanced 360-degree sound view. Can you imagine now, as these things become more refined, what it's going to sound like in your car? It's like you're going to be like sitting in the orchestra of the theater.
That new
the
Cadillac
sound is
CTS.
Going to just wrap up everything.
That Cadillac CTS is hot.
Yeah. You had one of them, didn't you, a couple of years ago?
I had a DTS.
Huh?
DTS.
You're hot.
All right, so this is even
here's
better.
Here's where I'm starting to glaze over.
All right, Jennifer will have
our friend, by the way, Janet Mattson, who is a listener to this program, just sent me a story at Facebook that says, naked woman arrested for trying to rob convenience store. Apparently, that's how I'm going to get arrested.
Jennifer has the television report in a moment here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 before the hour.
Today on App Check, Desktop Connect will discover all the computers on your network, Windows or Mac, then give you access to their desktops to launch applications. $15. Desktop Connect. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now? Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made a poor choice, and that at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me, that's at the end of my name, there's a ... because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, up for a job interview. Of course, you want to make a great impression, but there's one article of clothing you may have forgotten. It's the last thing interviewers notice about you, and it speaks volumes. Here's the science of it. During a job interview, we're on our best behavior. We watch every word we say. We put our best foot forward. And of course, we dress for success. But there's one article of clothing that may confirm or deny everything you've said.
Got all day.
It's your shoes, and most interviewers check them out as you're walking out the door. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't forget your shoes. If they're clean and polished, they add a touch of confirmation that you pay attention to detail and may just tip the scale in your favor. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
There was 57 channels and
Let's do the TV report in slow mo. Just
all
so
right,
you
viewers
really let it sink in.
Are streaming more content on TV sets. Heavy online video users last
than
year
when,
spent
20 years ago. Yeah, no kidding.
35% of their TV watching time streaming shows and movies through TVs and game consoles. That's up dramatically from the year before. Is that what you do, Jen? What do you? How
I do
you
a little
stream
streaming. I still, most of my TV comes from DVR because right. I can't watch anything live because I'm right. asleep.
It's busy. Great. Even when the show is live, I wait 15 minutes to get behind.
Get rid of the commercials.
Right. So I just right through the
all
commercials.
Right. Trevor Noah. Is that Trevor Noah?
Trevor.
Mm-hmm. I think this guy, never mind what it's been. He's creepy.
Yeah, here's another case where everybody wants to be annoyed.
Yeah.
It's another cause. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
we're all so sensitive now.
He made fun of like everybody. So at least we can say he doesn't discriminate. I mean, he made fun of religions and people, fat people and skinny people and whatever. And so here's the deal with him, though. Mm-hmm. Comedy Central said, we had no idea that this guy was like this. Now, Rich, when you hire somebody, what's the first thing? Well, maybe second thing that you do?
Check out their social media.
Exactly. So give me a break, Comedy Central. You can't tell me you didn't look at his Facebook and Twitter presence, because you did.
When you're a comedian, this is how it works.
That's
you draw
you
a big circle and you're in the middle of it, right? And then you bring everybody into that thing and you throw darts at everyone.
All right.
That's how comedy works.
Netflix. Stories about two big shows at Netflix, Jen.
House of Cards was renewed, and then probably something else. I don't have the story.
Fuller House.
What is Fuller House?
It's a... Candace Cameron Bure is a DJ.
Oh, that's funny. So it's like Full House, Fuller House.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuller House. Yes, Jennifer.
Watch that one.
Fuller House. It's going to go to Netflix.
Would you like to hear about the Daytime Emmys?
Yeah, please.
All right, so the Daytime Emmy nominations came out this week. Outstanding Drama Series nominees, The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, The Young and the Restless. They also have a series this year, a category for web series this year. So that just shows you in which direction this stuff is going.
Yeah.
Now, also, Outstanding Talk Show Host. Mm-hmm. Any guesses?
Ellen.
Wendy Williams, Ellen.
You got it. Ellen, Wendy, and that kind of
She's not going to go to The View. There are going to be awards there.
That's a good point. Syndicated game shows nominated for an award, Family Feud, Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Outstanding Legal Dramas, Divorce Court, Judge Judy, The People's Court, Outstanding Lifestyle Programs, Flea Market Flip, Homemade Simple, This Old House. You've got a lot of different categories. You've got news anchors that are, up for an award as well. The Today Show up for a lot of awards. The Dr. Oz Show also catching a lot of nominations for Best Instructional Show. Also, The Chew and The Kitchen nominated there. And then, as we mentioned, Outstanding Talk Shows, Ellen, Live with Kelly and Michael, and The Talk, along with The Wendy Williams Show, No View in Sight.
Really?
Mm-mm.
All right.
They didn't get one nomination.
But you can't miss Jennifer Horne. She's here on the Good Day program with those beautiful eyes of hers, 51 after the hour.